This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A seventh case of the measles in Colorado has been confirmed in a vaccinated adult. The adult tested positive for the disease after international travel. They were on a Turkish Airlines flight that landed at DIA on May 13th. Another passenger on that flight, a child from Arapahoe County, also tested positive for the measles. Medicaid cuts could lead patients to lose insurance and cost hospitals more money to treat them later. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
That was one message at a Denver Health News event. A bill in the Republican-led Congress could cause upwards of 200,000 Coloradans to lose Medicaid coverage. 26-year-old Diana Corona says she was overweight and got help at the Denver Health Bariatric Center thanks to Medicaid coverage.
And it's never been like, oh, I'm ashamed to have Medicaid. I am proud to have it because I can always say that Medicaid saved my life. And I am privileged because I now see a future.
House lawmakers passed it by one vote, and it's now in the Senate. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
As expected, Denver, Aurora, and several other places, including Colorado, have landed on a list of so-called sanctuary jurisdictions issued by the Trump administration. The Department of Justice is threatening to withhold federal funding from places that don't actively aid in enforcing federal immigration laws. Colorado and city officials argue that they are only required not to obstruct federal immigration agents in their work and don't have the resources to provide help enforcing federal law. The dispute is likely to be resolved in court in future weeks. This is CPR News and KRCC.